moving forward and looking at the Lions, obviously it's a well put together football team. They've got really obviously outstanding receiver in Calvin Johnson. Matt Stafford is playing very well at quarterback. His interceptions are way down. He delivers the football on time. He's got great vision of the field and doing a great job. And Reggie Bush has been an outstanding asset to him. They're doing a great job protecting the quarterback and giving him, you know, to get rid of the football. And then defensively, the defensive front group is very well stocked. Good hard playing guys up front, and they make their defense go, and they've created a lot of turnovers this year. So, and they're playing excellent on third down. So we have our work cut out for us in all three phases. Yeah, I mean, obviously theirs has, the three first round picks in it, but yeah, they do a good job.
How do you feel Carlos has played this year?
I think Carlos has done a good job, I'm sitting here talking about our guys up and down. I think he's done a good job when he's been on the field playing. Yes, sir.
When you look at them against the run, even a 5.4 carry, that last in the league, is that an anomaly? I mean, is there other? I guess you could gash for a couple of big ones that can distort it, but it seems kind of strange that a group like that giving up over about 125 yards a game. And, over 5 yards of carry.
Well, I've told you many times, you play the run with 11 people. Right. And so you got to be coordinated and play through it. And, that way. And obviously, like you mentioned, they did give up literally the first play of the season, the 78-yard run. And there's not a lot of huge runs that you go through the games and see. We've got our work cut out for us.
Stays in the pocket, or
for the most part, he does. He's an athletic quarterback. He's not a guy that came out running 4.6 or anything like that. But Matt has done a great job. I think he's had a lot of different people around him, and now they finally sell in the same guys. And I think he's benefiting from that, and the same coordinator now for a few years, and he's really benefiting from that. And, but he's got good height to him, and, he's an impressive guy. He's got a very good arm, strong arm, and make all the throws.
Jim and you are fairly close. Just in the fifth year, because he's gone through his ups and downs the past couple seasons, what's it been like seeing him evolve?
Well, Jimmy is extremely, extremely intelligent and just very, very hardworking person. Just by nature. I mean, that's just where he grew up at in Baltimore and so forth and everything he knows. So, he's very analytical and handles situations well. And, so he's been able to continually turn it up and move on and go on to the next thing, and which is what you got to do, and keep trying to get their team better. And, as you say, you have some hiccups along the way, and you got to work through those. And he's done a good job of working through that.
What about this Lions offense has seemed to be a good fit for Reggie Bush and the way he's playing now?
Well, I think they've done a nice job of, he wanted to be a guy that was in there all the time. And he pretty much has. But they're also using him as a wide receiver. So he's not only carrying the football from the conventional running back spot, but he's lining up outside as a receiver. He's getting the ball on screens and some things like that that also, really play well to his special ability that he has. And so you got to be really conscious of where he is at all times. He'll be in there with the other halfback, Bell. They'll both be in the game at the same time. And either one of them could be deployed. And so you've got to understand that. So they do a good job of really using the field and utilizing the personnel they have.
Does Calvin Johnson help create more space for him?
Calvin Johnson creates space. Yes, he does. He does.
What's made their tight end for you such a big threat in the red zone?
Well, he's got an opportunity, you know, and he's made good plays. He's made good physical plays. And, you know, I think when you go up and you, you know, he's got a guy with some height and stature, obviously. So he's gone up and made good physical plays. And, you know, he's been able to run down the seam. And if they don't get him covered, he's made the play. So, you know, but when you, you know, you got to, you know, be conscious of things. You just can't, you got to stay sound in what you do defensively.
Another anomaly stat that I saw is, they're giving up 6.6 yards a play on first down, like 30th in the league. And on third down, they're second
excellent
in the league. I mean, usually they correspond a little bit more than that. And this one is
like, yeah, they've kind of been feast or famine, you know. And but, yeah, you're right. As the third down, is they're playing lights out, as I said earlier. And, you know, but they've given up some plays. But, again, you know, you have the long burst run to begin the season, some things like that. We're really only, you know, we're a six-game sample. So we're not even halfway through the season. And so it's a small sample right now, and a lot of things can get distorted.
Now, you've said when you've been evaluating the quarterback, you look at Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco and everything. When looking at wide receivers, did you ever evaluate Calvin and just kind of A.J., how he's coming along?
You know, not really. Not necessarily at that point. We looked at Calvin when he came out, and I think he was 2009, seven, that long? That's right, yeah, because it was week six, and then the first preseason game here, John Kitna, first play of the game. John was going to make a statement. He did. I think we were probably picking in the middle of the round, so I don't think I spent a whole lot of time with Calvin that year.
Just because Calvin and A.J. work out a lot together, just how much of a role model can Calvin be for A.J. and as far as A.J.?
I think he's been a great role model for A.J. because from what I understand, and ironically, Schwartzy and I were talking about that last off season ago, before the 2013 draft, 2012 draft, and he was just sharing some things about Calvin, which was good, and the very similar personality. I mean, a guy that hasn't let, from what Jimmy has said, hasn't let his success on the field really alter the type of person that he is, you know, very Larry Fitzgerald like. So you're talking about, you know, a guy that's still very grounded and really wants the team to succeed, and that's important to him. And so that's, you know, obviously the same characteristic we see in AJ, despite people writing that he was in a slump.
Yeah.
Did you write that, Joe? Come
Calvin
on, man.
Kind of led that. Calvin Fitzgerald kind of led a new breed of receiver, the anti-diva.
Well, I think that, you know, it's funny. I was talking, you know, you talk about when we were down there in Atlanta. I wanted to spend a little time with their receiver coach Terry Rubisky, and the point he made that for Roddy and Julio is it better for you to catch 60, 70 passes or 100 passes? Is better for you to catch 100 passes and win 6 games, or better for you to catch 70 passes and we win 12 games or 14 games or whatever it may be? And, you know, I mean, I think that's the thing is this is a team game, and you play a position that if they want to keep you from catching the football, they can. And so hopefully the rest of the football team is strong enough, we put enough guys around you that you can exist and we can be successful until they figure out, well, we're going to get beat another way, so maybe they ease up off you. And you as a player have to have the flexibility and the ability to play different spots like AJ has, like you know, Calvin Johnson does. They don't just line up at one spot. Calvin Johnson, when they're in three wide receivers, would be at any of the three wide receiver spots, just like AJ will be for us. And so I think that helps. And guys that have that intellect and smarts about them and understand, they know they just can't be. I can go shut you down if you're pigeonholed in one spot, but it takes me a little bit more time to adjust coverage to you if you can end up in all three spots. I got to do a little more coaching.
I mean, it seems like the guys who grew up watching the Divas can't hit that.
Well, that's your word, and so, you know, you go ahead and comment on it as you wish, because not my deal.
Are we seeing that now with your offense, though, Marvin? Because I think there's something out there where you guys could have six receivers with 500 yards or more, that if you shut down one area, there's the other. And almost like what you were saying with Terry.
Hopefully you have that. I mean, that's what you want. You know, I mean, that's what you want. That's the balance that you see the great offensive football teams have. The fact that you don't need to have one guy at these superior numbers, you have five, six guys. You know, whether it be two 800-yard backs. You know, let's start there. let's start there. Or, you know, let's have that, and then let's go from that point on. And you know, let's be in that situation. So, hopefully, we can continue down that path. But that's what we like to have. Right. Yet their two backs is their second and third leading receivers right now.
Right.
And the other guys are, you know, obviously very close behind that. You know, the tight end position, the second receiver, and so forth.
Right.
And they're their third receiver. So that's what you're looking for, because you have to, you know, again, that spot can be, you know, basically locked down if you want by coverage. Well, I think it has started in the past a little bit more with Calvin Johnson. I think right now you got to be conscious of number 21 because he's a very effective player. And, you know, he can make – he's a special player. And he's having fun. He's playing that way. And that's, you know – so, you know, but Reggie's, you know, he's doing a good job.
Well, you feel like you have a Reggie in waiting in Bernard?
Well, I think Bernard's a little different than Reggie. And, again, I'm not I take that back. I didn't say anything. I'm not comparing anybody, because yesterday or Monday there was some kind of comparison, man, which I had not even in my idea. Next thing you know, I got a comparison. So I'm not comparing nobody. You compare. I'm not even going to answer those questions anymore, because I.
Let me ask you about Bernard. Okay, you're talking
about Bernard's doing a great job for us. He's doing a good job. He's making the field big, and that's what you want. He's making it a big field right now, and he's mowing the grass down as he goes. And,
did you ever make a move where you say, "Come on, guy, how do you do that?"
Well, no, I mean he's doing what we expected, you know, him to do, and you know, and it's as we said from the start, you know, with him when we open up the regulars, it's not going to be too big for him, and it hasn't been too big, and he's very conscientious, you know. And he's, you know, he's growing. And he can't be teamed with a better pro than Benny in doing that. So he's got a great, that's a great room with great mentors in it. And he and Rex are learning it the right way.
With as many hits as he has taken, what's it like seeing Andy get Offensive Player of the Week?
Well, it's you know, again, it's you know, it's numbers and stats. It's great. Let's just keep winning games, and that's what counts. And that's good. It's a good honor for Andy and his teammates and his offensive teammates because they all contributed a great deal to it. They executed the plan last week, and you know, and showed people some things to say, "Oh, wow! If this happens, then you know, we got to be conscious of this now." So we did some things that were good.